Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're lying back on a very soft, comfortable couch, and you see a pocket watch swinging in front of your eyes. You are in the office of a hypnotist you know, who has offered to teach you some useful and important things about hypnosis. You run your fingers along the rich leather upholstery of the couch and smell the comforting cloth and leather and wood and paper of the quiet office around you as you settle down deeper into the couch and begin to think about what it felt like the last time you were in a trance and what it will feel like to go even deeper this time. You have been hypnotized here before, just like this. And as your eyes rest on the pocket watch swinging in front of you, you know that in a few moments they will become heavy, droopy, drowsy, drifting down until they close completely, even more quickly this time, as you drift off into deep hypnosis. You think about trying to open them again and find that you can't manage to budge them at all. And as you stop trying, you find that all of your attention wraps around the words of the hypnotist as you go deeper. You open your eyes, sit up a little, and look at the watch to signal to the hypnotist that you are ready to be hypnotized, now. You focus your eyes on the watch, and you hear the hypnotist's voice telling you to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Good. Your eyes rest comfortably on the watch, feeling heavier with each swing, and as they droop deeply down. And you know that it doesn't matter how soon you close your eyes and drop into deep hypnosis, or even if you keep your tired, heavy eyes open and focused while you sink into deep trance now, because you will still see the watch swinging with your eyes open or closed, and each swing wipes more of your thoughts away, leaving your mind clear and free and empty. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. Deeper and deeper into your deep trance now. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. And you might like to imagine that you're on a raft, floating on the water. And on the bottom of this raft is a big magnet that gently turns the raft in the water. Like a compass needle, you're lining up with the magnetic field around you, and you realize that this field comes from my voice and my words. You are lining up with my voice, slowly and gently and steadily and effortlessly, as it pulls you easily along to where you want to go, into deep trance, now. Good. You are here to learn more about hypnosis. And a thing that intrigues many people about hypnosis is the feeling of being compelled, irresistibly moved, to follow the suggestions of the hypnotist. This feeling is an illusion. No matter what you may feel, in a trance or awake, you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. And if any suggestion ever feels unsafe or harmful to you, you will always be able to completely disregard it. You may always choose to let any suggestion that seems unsafe or harmful to you be completely ineffective. You have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. In fact, whenever you are in a trance, if any emergency or interruption should arise that needs your attention, you will awaken instantly and effortlessly, and you will be calm and able to deal with the interruption. When the interruption is over, if you choose to come back into hypnosis, you will drop easily and quickly right back down into trance, as deep as you were before. The feeling of irresistible hypnotic compulsion is an illusion. And you can take comfort in noticing that you are able to easily disregard suggestions that seem harmful to you. But some people find that compulsion to be an interesting, enjoyable, exciting, or useful illusion. Some people find that it empowers them to conceive of achieving goals they hadn't thought they could achieve on their own, or to sidestep hang-ups or inhibitions that otherwise get in their way, or even simply to experience an interestingly different relationship to their own actions. If you want to feel hypnotically compelled, you may choose to let your conscious mind forget that you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. Or you may remember, but simply choose not to exercise that power. Either way, it is important that your subconscious mind knows that you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. Your subconscious mind will always keep you safe by disregarding any harmful suggestions, and knowing that will allow you to surrender that much more completely to the suggestions you choose to accept. Like a trapeze artist letting go of the bar and committing fully to a dive out into the empty air, knowing the safety net will catch her if she falls, you will be able to commit fully to the suggestions you choose to accept, knowing that you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. That is your safety net, and it is strong and powerful and steady and sure. And like that trapeze artist, you can test your safety net from time to time to remain sure of its safety. Anytime you become worried about the effects hypnosis might be having on you, you will pick a suggestion and disregard it. This might be a suggestion you've already been given, or a new one you hear after you become worried. You will pick a suggestion and disregard it to show yourself that you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. Then, if you choose to continue with your hypnotic explorations, that suggestion will become twice as powerful for you, twice as strong, twice as compelling. Over time, it will become easier and easier for you to feel irresistibly compelled to follow the hypnotic suggestions that you accept, if you want that. As your subconscious mind becomes more and more aware that you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. Good. Now, as you once again listen, take a deep breath, and relax down a little bit deeper. That's right. And settle down deeper into your deep trance now. It's time to practice these ideas. I'm going to give you three suggestions now. I would like you to disregard one of the suggestions you're about to experience. This time, that suggestion will have no effect on you whatsoever. Of course, you could choose to disregard all of them, because you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. But if you are enjoying your hypnotic exploration so far, you may find it more interesting to accept two of these suggestions, and only disregard one. And you may even find that disregarding that suggestion makes the suggestions you have accepted stronger and more compelling, as you come to understand confidently that you always have the ultimate power over your actions, feelings, and thoughts. And you might find that the suggestion you disregarded becomes twice as powerful for you the next time you encounter it. And now, it is time. One suggestion that you may enjoy accepting is this. For the rest of this day and evening, until you go to sleep, every time you attempt to stand up, you will imagine for just a moment what it would be like to be stuck in your seat. Just for a moment, you will experience the sensation of being stuck, frozen fast, glued down, unable to lift yourself out of your sitting position every time you attempt to stand, for the rest of this day and evening. And then the feeling will pass, after a moment, and you will stand up normally. And another suggestion that you may enjoy accepting is this. After you wake from this trance, for the next 5 minutes, you will be unable to write or type your name. I don't know why this will happen. You might misspell it or get distracted from finishing or some other reason. There will always be a reason. The reason might be different every time. You will remember your name, but you will be unable to fully write or type it out for 5 minutes after you wake from this trance. And you will remember that this is true and want to test it, to discover for yourself that you really are unable to fully and correctly write or type your name for 5 minutes after you awaken from this trance. And finally, as you sink even a little deeper in your deep trance now, you might enjoy noticing that you feel compelled to tell me about your experiences in this trance. When you awaken, you will find that you need to talk about your experiences, and everything in your head just comes spilling out when you begin to tell me, everything you're thinking. And no matter what you wind up saying, you will enjoy having the experience of feeling those thoughts just pour out of you when you tell me about your trance experience after you awaken. Now, I am going to wake you by counting from 1 to 5. And when I reach the number 5, you will be alert, awake, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. And 1, coming up. 2, starting to stir and move your body a little. 3, yawning and stretching. 4, starting to open your eyes. And 5, wide awake.